Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, along with Donnie Hoover, and we are the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Donnie, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man? Been a busy time.
It is, you know. Not so busy on the horror side right now, but more about that later. But wrestling, a lot of wrestling coming up, a lot of cool things happening in the very near future. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo. Donnie, why don't you start filling in the listeners on this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like we had talked about recently, the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo, and it's our third time there. We'll be there March 7th and 8th at the fairgrounds, the Ohio State Fairgrounds in the Bricker Building. And the Saturday event starts at 9, runs till 6 p.m. And the Sunday event starts at 10 and runs till 5 p.m. And we got like a ton of stuff going on, a lot of surprises planned, a lot of stuff we've actually started mentioning. You know, of course, the Anarchy at the Arnold Tournament 3, that's up. And like a lot of the guys are all hyped about that. And we got a lot of singles actions. Shauna Reed is coming in for the first time. And she's taking on Amber O'Neill, which is another big player out there. And she's coming in for the first time. The only woman of the Bullet Club, from what I understand, is a fact. And, yeah, we got Eric Smalls. He's going to come in and do some work for us, have some fun. Of course, the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo champion, the Black Superman Onyx, will be defending on both days. And, yeah, the NWO, or the now champion, NOW champion, Robbie Starr, he's definitely going to be there on Saturday defending. We're still trying to work out details for Sunday to get him there, so we'll just have to see how that plays out. And of course, like big news we've announced, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling will be there joining us, Royal Hawaiian and Hollywood. They're going to be there both days hanging out and having some fun with them. We might have some, you know, we may have them do a little stuff and have some fun with them as well. And of course, Ken Anderson, we announced recently, he's going to be there, and he's going to be doing a wrestling seminar for people in the wrestling business on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then he's doing a fantasy camp for fans or anybody that wants to come in the fantasy camp. And that's going to be on Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And a lot of great stuff coming on. We got a lot of people coming in, a lot of new faces that we're going to take a look at. And we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, when we were talking about Ken Anderson, I believe that he's going to be giving away a scholarship to the Academy of Pro Wrestling.
Yep. If you go to the seminar on Saturday, he's going to pick one person out of that seminar and give them a free scholarship to the Academy, the pro wrestling school of his out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're very excited for that. You know, it's a big deal for him to come out here and do that for us. And it's also an even bigger deal for us to have him. And he's been gracious enough to offer up a free scholarship, a free tuition to his training school for somebody. So that's a big deal. That's going to be a big deal for somebody. A lot of money saved.
And for some of you more casual fans that don't know who Mr. Anderson is, you might know him by another name, and that's Mr. Kennedy when he was in the WWE. And he's unmistakable because he's the only wrestler who announces himself.
All right. Yeah, but I'm sure he'll be on the mic here at the Arnold doing some talking too. So I'm looking forward to that myself, kind of. I ain't going to lie.
Well, we're going to have to get him the drop down mic, you know.
We'll just have to like toss it over up in the air and have him catch it. Just have him try to catch it as it comes down.
I'm looking forward to seeing Ken Anderson. I enjoyed watching him in Impact, and I've always enjoyed his work. But you know, we've got so much going on. We've got a lot of matches. You're going to have, like, you know, they're going to have the celebrities there. Arnold probably will show up like he normally does. So hopefully we can get him involved somehow.
Yeah. Well, from what we understand, like I said, Arnold just does what Arnold wants to do because it's his event. So there's really no putting a leash on him or a schedule, but from what we're understanding, there's a possibility he'll be showing up in the building between 2:30 and 4 on Saturday. So that's the tentative schedule. Like I said, nothing with him is set in stone. He just kind of does what he wants. And hopefully we'll be making enough noise and cheering and banging and to get his attention and get him to come pay a visit to us again. You just never know.
Yeah, because I understand. I think Robbie Starr thinks he owes Arnold something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty upset about what happened. He thinks he owes him one. So I don't think he'd be successful if he tries because it's Arnold. So we'll see.
Well, he'd have to get through the entourage just to get to Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just like that kid overseas, he drop kicked him in the back. It was like a bug bounced off of him. Arnold just turned around and looked at him like, what are you doing, dude? But, yeah, I don't know how much success Robbie would have with the Terminator.
Oh, and, you know, along with the wrestling, there's so much more going on at the Arnold for families and kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great because it really helps, you know, put it out there for kids to get active and to enjoy a sport, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of playing video games all day long and becoming the next thing you know, they're 30 years old living in their mom's basement eating Cheetos and drinking Mountain Dew.
Right. Yeah, there's tons of stuff there. There's there's a bull riding, like a fake bull that you kids can ride on. There's a obstacle course, kind of like a Ninja Warrior course. This is the first time this year that there's a kids team strongman that's going to be there. Friends of ours are involved in that as well, so we're excited about that. But yeah, like the crew, Columbus Crew is going to be there. The Blue Jackets will be there. Actually, both a very good friend of ours, Bobby Joe, her and her people will be there doing some face painting. Yeah. And some makeup. You know, a little bit of the horror haunted house section right there. Probably about as close as we're going to get at the Arnold, them doing face paintings. But I mean, yeah, just all kind of vendor booths information. I know Columbus Parks and Recs is going to be there. You know, just a ton of people, and you know, they have like stars come in for autograph signings and pictures. And I mean, it's just an amazing atmosphere. You know, like last year, Brutus Buckeye and come and grabbed our Arnold championship and we're walking around holding it up. And you know, just like a lot of the mascots. And I mean, it's just a lot of fun. Kids really love it. The adults seem to enjoy it as well. I enjoy it. Like I try to slip out, you know, from my busy, hectic, crazy schedule on the weekend and walk around once or twice just to kind of look at everything. I said, but yeah, I mean, it's just a great time. We have a blast, and just seeing like all the kids screaming and cheering and even in other activities, you know, if they're on the obstacle course and they're screaming and laughing and running and playing, I mean, that just really, you know, touches us and stuff. And we really enjoy that kind of thing.
And, you know, one thing I think we've failed to mention that I think we just assume people know is the fact that the wrestling show is included with your ticket to the Arnold. There's no extra charge for that.
Yep. It's included free. There's no entry ticket to the Arnold and an entry ticket to the wrestling show. If you buy a ticket for the Kids and Teens Expo, then you just get to come to the wrestling free of charge. We're just there. You come in and hang out, sit down, watch the show, get up, talk to the glow girls, talk to Ken Anderson. And I mean, like I said, there's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a very good time.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, don't let Donnie fool you. He says he tries to check out the rest of it, but he never gets farther than the Kona ice truck.
Right. Yeah, ice is my thing. If you know me, I'm a big icy guy. I had two last night. We went to see the Star Wars movie finally, and I had me two cherry ices last night. But, yeah, and the fun thing is this year our spot where we're going to be set up, the Kona icy truck is right there directly on the corner. So I'm just going to set up a charge account. I'll set up a tab and I'll be ready to go. Have to bring some extra diabetes pills, but.
Well, you know, it's not exactly on my diet, but I might have to cave and get one while I'm there.
Oh, you got to.
I don't think it'll kill me, but,
Mallory, the girl that does our pictures for us. Yeah. That's like last year she took a picture of me and I had like an icy in my hand and a spoon and like my mouth was all open. So she's already told me that she's gonna capture me in my primitive setting of eating an icy. So I was like, that's fine, I don't care. It's like, you take a couple pictures of it, I don't care.
You know, one thing I found a little strange last year when I went for the first time, and it's all about, you know, it's all about fitness and sports and things like that. But over at the food court.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't exactly what you consider to be healthy food.
No, it's delicious food, but it ain't healthy.
But there were a couple of healthy options there. For those of you that are, you know, really watch your diet or things like that, mm-hmm. there are some healthy options besides the burger, fries, and pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Which are the good options, the right. tasty options. But I'm right there feeling that with you guys because Meat Hook Jim is on a journey to mm-hmm. be lean and mean again. So yep. he's trying to cut down on some stuff.
Yeah, I know last year, Terry, which I'm thankful for her so much on that weekend because, you know, not only does she work her butt off and do a lot, but she's also like my food person because when I'm in promoter mode and I have all this stuff, especially with when you're doing 16 hours of content in 2 days,
right?
Your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute. And so I'm constantly just like in promoter mode, going here, going there. And I always forget to eat. Like I'll go, you know, 10, 12 hours or whatever, however long I'm there, cause I'm there from day to night and I'll forget to eat. And it takes her to like hunt me down with a plate of food and like tap me on the shoulder. And she's like, "Hey, take a break. You need to eat." And I'm like, "Oh crap. I am pretty hungry." But, she found it was like a chicken wrap and it was really good. It had like just, it basically was just plain. Like mine just had like chicken, cheese, lettuce right. and a tortilla. And it was really good. So, I mean, the tortilla shell is not that healthy, but the chicken, lettuce and cheese ain't bad.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's options, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think I'm just trying to think differently about food. I mean, you know, the fat kid in me says, "Hey, go get mm-hmm. go get the pizza and the burger because I love burgers."
Oh yeah.
But the adult in me says, "Yeah, well, you need to get rid of this and stay healthy." Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. there's options out there. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. So me and Terry are trying to look down. I always make the joke at. You know, I'm the promoter of a professional wrestling company and I'm at the Arnold Sports Festival and I'm like the fattest dude there. So I'm like, I always got to, you know, start working on my weight, try to get my weight down, get into better shape, which for my health, number one, but for two, just so I don't have to keep doing the on running joke because I'm the fattest guy at the Arnold. It's
like, yeah, but I think I got you beat.
Not for long. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, give me a few more months, and by the time the fair comes around, I'll be.
They'd be slim. We'll call you Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Instead of Meat Hook, be Slim Jim.
So, I mean, that's the nutshell. You know, it's you can find out more. What's the address for them to find out more, Donnie?
I think it's ArnoldSportsFestival.com, and. And they can go there, and then you just have to go to the Kids and Teens Expo. And I'll get there. Give me a quick second. I didn't have it wrote down.
No, you're okay. It's...
And I'll get the exact address. But, okay. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of people there. And some things, you know, some things we're going to have happen we haven't even announced yet. And we're just going to kind of keep it under wraps and see how it turns out. But yeah, it's www.arnoldsportsfestival.com. And then just follow the links to the Kids and Teens Expo and you can get your tickets there. And yeah. They're only $20 and 14 and under, I believe, are free. So you don't even have to pay for your kids. You just got to pay for yourselves.
Bring the family. That's what it's for, you know?
Yep. Bring all the kids you want. That's what it's all about. They'll definitely have a good time. There's a lot to do.
Yep, and once you get in the building, just listen for the cheers and the thumps and the ring bell, and you'll find us. Yep.
Listen for Meat Hook Jim on the mic; you'll hear.
So we've talked a lot about the Arnold. It's always exciting, and you know, one thing people don't know is that there's only one other wrestling organization that's ever been involved with the Arnold. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So you're in pretty elite company.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's an accomplishment I'm very proud of and thankful to have gotten the opportunity and, you know, got hooked up with Lee through friends and stuff. So I'm very happy that we're very fortunate and we're just doing our best to try to entertain the people and give them a good, clean, family friendly show. And so we can keep coming back and doing it more and more. And, you know, like I said, the only people that's ever ran there besides us is WWE. So, I mean, you know, what can you say about that? You know, that says it itself. I know even this year NXT is doing a Thursday event at the Express Live to kick off the Arnold Classic for the weekend. So I think tickets are already on sale, or the pre-sale tickets are on sale for that already. But I think, you know, of course, NXT sells out here in a heartbeat. So. They won't have a problem with that. But, yeah, so I have something we're very proud of, and we just want to keep doing the best job we can and entertaining the people, getting a good, clean, family-friendly product out there. And I know our wrestlers love it to death. They go there that weekend and have a blast. So, and, yeah, we have people come from out of state, and we're even going to have, from what I understand, we're probably even going to have people coming from hours and hours away out of state, coming to hang out. That's not even going to be wrestling. They just want to come and hang out with us and participate because they enjoy the event so much. So it's going to be a great weekend. And I encourage anybody that has kids that want to burn off some energy or want to, you know, not, they don't even have to come and see the wrestling. That's their choice. They can do anything, all the other stuff. There's tons of stuff out there to do. It's going to be a great weekend. And we're all proud of our team. They, you know, it's a lot of people, a lot of hours doing a lot of work, and we always pull it off, and we're very proud of the product we put out, and we're proud of our people that are with us. And I just encourage everybody to come out and enjoy themselves that weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's March 7th and 8th at the Bricker Building in the Ohio State Fairgrounds. Come out, have some fun, check out some wrestling. Meet some wrestlers, and don't forget your Kona ice.
Yep, you got to get one of those. For me, that's a given. I'll be on the first name basis with the guy by the time we get started.
You'll probably have paid for his truck by then, right?
Probably.
So let's talk about something else that's coming up in May, and. If you're in the wrestling business in this area, you've heard about Squared Circle Expo. And if you haven't, Squared Circle Expo is going to be the first really big wrestling convention in this area that, you know, usually the conventions are at, you know, bigger towns or bigger areas, or during like WrestleMania or things like that. But this time we've got Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana on May 29th and 30th. 29th and 30th at the Wyndham West, Indianapolis. And, you know, they've got a whole lot to do too. It says here, it's a convention dedicated to the culture of professional wrestling and sports entertainment, and will feature a weekend of stars, both past and present, presenting not only the world in the ring, but outside in the areas of pop culture, music, and even the silver screen. Aside from celebrity meet and greets, fans will also be treated to a full schedule of seminars and Q&A panels, exhibits, memorabilia dealers, a live wrestling event on Saturday night, after hours festivities, and a whole lot more. So when Donnie and I found out about this, we had to get on board. And I reached out to them and arranged for Wrestle Horror to be a sponsor of Squared Circle Expo 2020. We're really excited about that.
For sure.
We get to go out there. We get to, you know, we get to talk to people, meet with wrestlers. You know, New Ohio Wrestling will be with us too. So, you know, there's a possibility to find some more talent. But this whole scope of this expo is really exciting, and it's gaining momentum by the day. They've got an outrageous lineup that's still growing, and here I've got a list of them here, and I mean, for you guys listening, these are some of the names. You've got Brian, Nasty Boy Brian Knobs, Gangrel, if you remember him from The Brood. And then you've got Kevin Thorne. And one that I'm really excited to meet is the Million Dollar Man himself, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's going to be a good one.
But, you know, you're not only doing the Legends wrestlers. There's also some current stars. Sammy Guevara from AEW is scheduled to be there. We've got Darby Allin from AEW is scheduled to be there. One of my favorites, Crazy Steve, formerly of Impact, now at Tried and True, is going to be there. And he was, you know, involved with the whole Rosemary and Abyss angle when they were Decay. Uh-huh. Yep. You've got the Highlanders. Mr. Our Captain Charisma himself, Christian, will be there.
Oh, yeah.
The master of the 619, Rey Mysterio. Uh-huh. And you've got, excuse me, Vicky Guerrero.
Right. I'm actually kind of excited to meet her. I think she'll be hilarious.
You know, you got Billy Gunn. And then you go back into some more of the legends and things. You've got Demolition, Axe and Smash. Uh-huh. And who wants head? Al Snow. And another one that I like that's, you know, kind of under the radar, but Shark Boy.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed Shark Boy's work. Oh, give me a shell. Yeah. You know? And headlining this so far, this amazing lineup with more coming, is none other than the Big Red Machine, Kane, mm-hmm. the mayor of Knox County,
right.
will be at this expo. So, you know, wow, what a lineup.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of awesome people going to be there. I'm just as excited for this as I am for the Arnold and the Ohio State Fair and everything else we got going on.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is Donnie and I are going to have to argue about who gets to leave the booth when.
Right. All we need to do is just bring Chris and Terry, and then they can man the booth, and we can both leave.
Exactly. That's the plan. Don't tell them.
All right.
So, you know, these guys have been just posting stuff as they get them. And, wow, I mean, I know the event center, the venue. I've been there before for Days of the Dead. So it's got the room. It's got the space. And the wrestling, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be in the grand ballroom of this hotel. Mm-hmm. And they've got all different kinds of ticket packages from, I think it's the world champion package down to your daily packages. The world champion package has got a lot. I mean, you get early admission, you get front row seats to not only the wrestling event, but all the panels. Mm-hmm. There's some giveaways they're doing. You get to skip the lines at all the major superstars. And it's just, wow. I mean, you're paying for this package, but
right.
Giving all you're getting, I think it's a reasonable price at $150 a person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they've got, you know, there's a main event package, and I'm not going to paraphrase and say the wrong things about some of their ticket prices here, but these guys are really doing it right. They've been planning this well in advance, and they're not skimping on anything. They're looking to give the wrestling fan the best bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a list here of all their ticket prices and stuff.
Okay.
Run through it real quick.
Yeah.
Here.
Go ahead.
Looks like on Saturday night, May 30th at 7:30 PM, they're doing a live wrestling show. The ticket for that is $15 if you want to go watch the wrestling show. And actually, our own Peachy Rodriguez will be on that event refereeing, trying to keep the wrestlers in line.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm, yep. They got a Saturday stable pass, four-ticket bundle. It's $85. and it's four tickets to get in for four people. Then they got a Friday stable pass, four ticket bundle for $65. That's for four people for Friday to get in. They have a main event stable pass. It's a four ticket bundle. It's $175. And it includes all the perks. It's in the standard main event pass for four people and includes Saturday night wrestling show as well. And so the main event pass is $50. And what you get with that is admission to both days of the event, admission to the Saturday night live wrestling show with third, fourth, and fifth row seating, 10% discount on any additional licensed merchandise from the expo, an event poster, and a lanyard and badge. That's what you get with the main event pass. It's the main event pass itself per person is $50, but there it looks like they're offering a four ticket bundle for $175. So that's pretty good savings there. The single looks like the single admission Friday, single day admissions, 20, Saturday, single day admissions, 25. If that's just for one person. And then the big one you was talking about, the world champion pass, it looks like they're only offering 100, but it doesn't say how many they've already sold. So I'm sure they have sold some. It's $150, and you get admission to both days at the event. The event, you get admission to the live wrestling show on Saturday night with the first two row seatings. And the front row seating and priority entry to all superstar panels. Line skipping for all the superstars. Champions Lounge access with complimentary food and beverages for both days. A Friday night champions private party with select stars in attendance. 30-minute early show access both days of the event. 20% off of the expo swag. An event shirt, a poster, fanny pack. That's going to be pretty cool, expo fanny pack. A lanyard and badge, and a goodie bag stuff, which is gimmicks from sponsors and other licensed items. So I mean, you get like a ton of stuff, and I know I went through that pretty quick, but yeah, just go to Eventbrite, and it's on there, and you can find their ticket packages. But yeah, it looks like they're offering a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and as of 2 days ago, I think there were only 25 of the world champion passes left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured they'd sold some by now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good bargain.
It is. It really is. It's exciting. You know, you're going to get to see, I mean, some of these. I like the mixture of legends and current stars that they're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's so hard to get some current stars to do these because they're busy working.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you know, you go to a lot of these conventions and it's always legends, which, you know, no offense, because you know, I love the legends just like you do. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, so
yeah.
You know, seeing people like Demolition, Ted DiBiase, those guys, you know, I met Lanny Poffo. Just you recently, got to wear Macho Man's Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I'm kind of envious of that. That's a pretty sweet thing here.
It was kind of surreal, because Macho Man was always a favorite of mine. But this is a good mixture. I'm anxious to hopefully be able to talk to some of these new stars, like Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara. Because these guys are just – these are young, hungry wrestlers that, you know, they've got years ahead of them. And it'll be interesting to see how they evolve as wrestlers and performers as time goes on.
Yeah. But
they've already got established fan bases and had high-profile matches. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great time for sure.
Billy Gunn, I think no, I don't think it's – anyway, Billy Gunn's going to be there. Road Dogg was going to be there, but he had a prior commitment and had to back out, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, Al Snow, whom I've met before, and I know Donnie, you've met Al multiple times and probably worked with him.
Yeah.
So – and then you said you wanted to meet Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think she'd be hilarious to talk to.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard she's a real nice lady. I've never met her. I heard she's really actually pretty nice. So, right. And I'm sure she's packed full of knowledge. And of course, you know, I wouldn't mind pulling some Eddie stories out of her, see if she tell us some Eddie stories. I think that'd be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. That would be great. I'd love to sit down and talk to Rey Mysterio, too. I mean, he's got such a storied career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like to sit down with any of them because you know how I am. I'm a sponge. I would love to just like hit play and just let them go. Just get them talking and just let them go, huh?
Yeah, get them going and just unfortunately,
sit back and listen.
But it's going to be so busy. I don't know who we're going to be able to talk to.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be crazy, but, you know, we're going to stick it out and see what we can bring to the show in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you know, one of our shows is just going to be interviews, you know, that we did at the expo.
All right.
So I'm really appreciative to the guys at Squared Circle Expo for reaching out and having us as a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And this is just a way to give back a little bit for them until we start the commercials going. But I've been excited for this ever since I first saw the post. And
oh yeah,
it can't, and you know, May's kind of a busy time of the year for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we got the Haunters Convention out in Mansfield. We'll be doing that in May as well.
Right. It gets a little bit crazy during May, and then.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll deal with it, you know, because we're fans and we're enthusiasts. So. Yeah.
Like I said, it's going to be a busy spring.
We just got to keep Mikey from bringing his belt.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that, though.
Yeah, probably not. He's talking to me the other day about it. And, you know, it was funny because I was talking to Mikey and I said, you know something, Mikey? You're going to have a problem come October.
Mm.
Why is that? Well, if you're already graduated and getting bookings, what are you going to do?
All right.
Are you going to go wrestle or are you going to go haunt?
All right. Yep, because he'll be at FGW. FGW's Friday night, and the main wrestling shows are, you know, the other wrestling shows are mainly on Saturday night.
So, exactly. Yeah. He says, oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so his mall haunting championship may be in jeopardy this year or next year. It depends on how long it takes for him to be ready.
Yeah. If he brings it into the wrestling ring, somebody's going to take it from him.
Probably. Yeah.
But so anyway, that was you. We just, Donnie and I have been so busy lately. Excuse me. We've been so busy lately. We missed a show last week. So we've got this show, and again, we've been so busy we couldn't find anybody to talk to.
Right. Yeah, we haven't had time to reach out and talk to anybody and get things lined up. And we've been busy with wrestling and training and haunting, and we've been doing some stuff with some haunted house stuff we may have coming up if things go our way.
Right.
And also, of course, the Arnold takes up like so many hours of my time, it's not even funny. Trying to put this whole weekend together is just like a huge, huge undertaking. And I've been like tied up with that, trying to get it all done and ready ahead of time, ahead of schedule, so we can fix any problems that may arise in the next month or two. I think we've got 6 weeks left roughly. So it's been a lot of time, time taking up a lot of my time and stuff for that. So, but we're getting, we're almost, everything's almost ready. So we'll be back to getting some people on here, getting some podcasts done and getting back on track with it.
Yeah. And I've been busy. I have the other podcast that I work on, and my training, my weight training and my goals have taken up a lot of time. Plus stuff Donnie and I have been talking about on the haunted house side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been spending some time bouncing ideas off the inside of my skull. So, you know, we're busy, but don't forget us. We're still here and we're still going to keep shows going. This was just a hiccup.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a recording with Big Scary Show later on this afternoon and stuff. So
I am about.
You're going to be on the mic talking all day long today.
Yeah, 2 hours and 20 minutes. I'll be talking for at least another hour.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, if you're any kind of a haunt fan and you ain't heard of Big Scary Show, you need to listen to it. That's the podcast for it.
www.bigscaryshow.com for all your haunting and horror needs. Anyway, with that being said, Donnie, always fun to chat with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even if it's just you and me, you know.
All right. That's all we need most of the time.
Yeah, and we've got some stuff going out to the listeners, so it's all good again. And what I'm going to do in between the time that I finish this recording and start my next recording is I'm going to mix this so you can post it tonight.
Hey, there you go. Get it up and ready.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Have a great day and go pin somebody. I don't know.
There you go. Sounds good enough.
Pin them for the 1, 2, 3.
Pin them or scare them, one or the other. Pin them
right.
or scare.
There you go. All right. For Donnie Hoover, I'm Meat Hook Jim. We'll catch you later.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.WrestleHorror.com.